Nolte, only 20% say they're better off now than a year ago. By John Nolte on March 21, 2022. When asked if they are better off now than they were a year ago, only 20% of adults said yes, according to an 1in1/tip poll. The full question asked was, generally speaking, is your family better off today than it was 1 year ago? Worse off than it was 1 year ago? Or about the same as it was a year ago? Only 20% said they were better off, while 42% said worse off, and 36% said about the same. As far as Democrats, only 29% said they were better off, while 26% said worse. About the same with liberals, only 26% said they were better off, while 29% said worse. Republicans and independents had nearly identical responses. Only 11% of Republicans and 17% of independents said they were better off, while 56 and 48%, respectively, said worse off. Taken as a whole, the pollsters conclude, that means 78% of Americans have seen no progress or improvement at all in their financial and economic lives since Biden took over in early 2020. The pollster also asked respondents about their personal financial situation regarding emergency savings. Only 16% said they could live on their savings for 6 months or more, while 34% said they had no emergency savings. Everyone else said they could manage between 1 month, 11%, and 5 months, 2%, on their savings. What is better now than a year ago? In the same span of time, more people died of the coronavirus under Biden than Trump, and Biden had the vaccine. If you're under age 55, you've never seen inflation like we're experiencing today. If you're under age 40, you've never seen violent crime like we're seeing it today. If you're under age 120, you've never seen empty store shelves. It doesn't matter what age you are, gas prices have never been higher than they are today. Men are stealing sports championships from women. Teachers are exposing prepubescent kids to gay porn. Mentally ill guys are sharing locker rooms with your daughter. Our southern border has been deliberately left wide open to sex traffickers, drug smugglers, and violent criminals. The stock market is in bear mode, Americans are being held hostage in Afghanistan. And the corporate media are so broken the New York Times's Maggie Haberman is winning Pulitzers for spreading debunked conspiracy theories while that same media and big tech are censoring legitimate and consequential scandals to protect its fraudulency. The screeching left, and this includes the media, have turned a war that has nothing to do with us, a war thousands of miles away, into their latest moral panic. Honestly, I can't imagine what it would be like to obsess over the fate of the world while having a clear moral compass when it comes to injustice. Thanks to a working TV, I am not one of those people. But anyone who is must be going crazy these days. My advice to them, other than voting, focus on giving your family a good life and stop sweating what you have no control over. That starts by moving to MAGA country. Speaking of voting, I cannot wait until November. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.